I'm Tim McGuire. A planned White House meeting on infrastructure ended just after it started as President Trump reportedly told congressional Democratic leaders he would not be working with them as long as the various investigations of his administration continue. AP Sagar Magani with more.
It lasted all of 3 minutes.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
It was very, very, very strange.
Sources say President Trump walked in, told Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi there would be no negotiating while Democrats investigate him, and then walked into the Rose Garden, where reporters who'd been urgently summoned minutes earlier waited.
Let them play their games.
He's furious over Pelosi saying hours earlier he'd engaged in a Russia probe cover-up. The Democrats, though, say it was all staged, an excuse not to talk about infrastructure.
He had to run away.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Federal judge in New York clears the way for subpoenas on Deutsche Bank and Capital One by the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees. The judge turning down a request by the president and his company to stay those subpoenas. The two panels want to see his financial dealings with the two banks over a number of years. Heavy thunderstorms produced as many as 20 tornadoes earlier this week and touched off flooding as rivers and streams in five states, including Oklahoma, continue to rise. Young Ari Whitlow and her family are leaving their home in Tulsa.
I heard on the news that I was supposed to get up to like 31 inches or like
feet.
Erosion along the Cimarron River has already sent one home tumbling. Several others could follow as the water eats away the ground under the buildings. At least three deaths are blamed on the storms, and more rain is in the forecast for those five states. This is AP Radio News. Federal Reserve says interest rate increases are possible.
Federal Reserve officials left their key policy rate unchanged at a meeting earlier this month in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, where it has been since the Fed hiked rates last year. In newly released minutes from their discussions in late April, some officials said that the bank should remain patient in deciding when to adjust interest rates. They noted that prospects for the economy have been improving. Inflation is still below the Fed's 2% target. However, some Fed officials thought more rate increases might be needed to keep low unemployment from triggering unwanted inflation. Jennifer King, Washington.
Israeli researchers have extracted yeast from archaeological finds from 2,000 years ago. Craft brewer Shmuel Nakey has made modern beer from that yeast.
It's delicious, and it's very spicy, and it's somewhat fruity, and it's very complex in flavor.
The next step is to use the ancient yeast to brew beer using beer recipes that are just as old to reproduce the drinks from antiquity. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.